Merging with Shiva, lesson 18. Making wise decisions. Life is a series of decisions also. One decision builds into another. To make a good decision, we have to again bring our total awareness into the eternity of the moment. If we project ourselves into the future to try to make a decision, we do not make a decision with wisdom. If we project ourselves into the past and in that way formulate our decisions, again, they are not wise decisions. For they are decisions made through the powers of the intellect or the instinctive areas of the mind. The only good decision comes to us when we hold the consciousness of the eternity of the moment and go within ourselves for the answer. The best thing in making a decision is, when in doubt, do nothing. Have the subject matter so clearly in mind, so well thought out, that soon the answer will be self-evident to you. There will be just no other way to go. Good, positive decisions bring good, positive action, and of course, positive reactions. When decisions that are not well worked out, we jump into experiential patterns haphazardly or emotionally, bring reactions of an emotional nature that again have to be lived through until we cease to be aware of them and experience them emotionally. Each time we have a decision to make, it's a marvelous test in this classroom of experience. We can make a good decision if we approach it in the eternity of the moment. And of course, there are no bad decisions. If we make a decision that's different than what we would make in the eternity of the moment, we make it through the instinctive area of the mind or the intellectual area of the mind. We're not sure totally of ourselves. We do not have enough information to make a good, positive decision. So, when in doubt, in making a decision, that's the time to know we have to collect up more information. Think about it more. Each decision is the foundation for the next series of experiences. When you are in a sequential series of experiential patterns, you are not making decisions at that time. Only when your experiential pattern has come to an end and you're ready for a new set of experiences in certain areas of your life, those are the times when you make new decisions. Weigh carefully each decision, because that is the rudder that guides your ship through the whole pattern of life. Think it over carefully. Go in for intuitive guidance. And nobody knows better than yourself, your own superconscious being, what is to be the next set of experiential patterns for you to go through in your quest for enlightenment. It's all based on decisions. Don't expect someone to make decisions for you. They're second-hand decisions, not the best. Others maybe can give a little bit of advice or supply a different perspective or added information for you to make a better decision. But the decision you make yourself in any matter is the most positive, most powerful one, and should be the right one. Do it from the eternity of the moment. That is the state of awareness to hold.